healer.
Amen.
And I want to talk to you today because God wants us to have fresh faith for healing. And I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to start there this morning. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
I see a lot of phones out there. Everything. You used to hear the rustling of the pages turning. I don't know why once in a while. Matthew 8, verse 5. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, a servant is laying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled. And said to those who followed him, truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we ask you would help our faith to grow as this soldier's was. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
This is always amazing. And I'll tell you why it's amazing. This was a Roman soldier who was a centurion. Now, to be a centurion, you had to be a man of war. This man came up in the ranks by his ability to defeat his enemies. Mm-hmm. This man was not schooled in the Bible. He didn't, of course, they had the Old Testament. He didn't know the scriptures. But what is so marvelous about this, and by the way, when Jesus said he marveled, that's only the second time in the scriptures that Jesus marveled. The other time was when he marveled at the unbelief of his hometown. But he marveled and he said, I've not found such great faith in Israel.
Yeah.
This is my question, because I'm very, I like to analyze things. I like to look into things. That's why I love Columbo. I like to, what's happening here? And I like Monk. I like to get in there. What exactly is happening here? How did he know that Jesus could speak that word? I'll tell you, this is just an introduction. He knew it because he knew that authority works because of two elements. Because of a position and because of power.
That's right.
He knew Jesus was the Son of God, positionally, and that he had all power. See, he recognized his position because he had gone from a greenhorn soldier to a centurion. He had gone up and recognized authority, but he also recognized there was power on him. Second thing. He realized authority is released by the spoken word. You can't think authority. You have to speak it.
Amen.
He saw that authority is released by words. We're going to pick up that in a second. Another thing, authority is based on the eternal principles and word of God. The Word of God has all the authority we need. I want to talk to you about that. He was a Gentile. He had a pagan upbringing. He was a Roman stationed in Palestine, to subject to Jews, to the emperor's rule. He was a man of war. Okay. This man, why is he even thinking that Jesus can do this? Because he recognized, let me say, recognized.
Recognize.
As believers,
that's
right. Healing will never happen to us if we don't recognize that there's a greater authority than the sickness. There's a greater power than my pain.
Yes.
My question is, as a believer, have I let sickness and pain stay on me when I didn't recognize Jesus as my healer? I can know Him as Savior. But let's be honest. In the midst of pain and suffering and sickness, feelings and emotions can override my faith and give me doubts.
That's right. That's right.
Am I ever going to get out of this? But this centurion said, hey, I know how this works. Authority. He knew things that a lot of believers today don't know.
That's right.
He said, listen, Jesus said, I've not even found this faith among those that have the Word of God. But he recognized something. And I'm praying today that we all recognize something new. Because we've got a race to run. We've got a course to finish. We've got a people to reach, and we've got a destiny to fulfill. No one is exempt in here from sickness and pain, but we have something greater than that malady.
Amen.
And we're going to grab it today because there's so many sick today, so many fearful of a virus, so many fearful of cancer.
Yes.
Is He the same Jesus that walked and healed the leper? Is He the same Jesus today, yesterday, and forever? The prophet cried out, is there no balm in Gilead? Jeremiah says, God told Jeremiah, I'll restore health unto you. The psalmist says, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. You see, I want to understand this centurion's faith. Healing is into three categories. Never forget this. Number one, our healing is a fact. It's a true fact. It's based on information. You know, there are people that aren't Christians that say, yeah, I'm sure he did miracles back then. I believe he did miracles. It's a fact. It's a fact that he was nailed to that tree. It's a fact that the Romans put 39 stripes on him. It's not, well, I'm hoping it's true. It's factual. Base your life on fact, which is surrounded in the foundation of eternity with truth.
Yeah.
This is a truthful fact. Second thing, healing is a promise. Can I say promise? It's promised to us.
Yeah.
I love it when someone makes me a promise and they show up. Amen. When you get married, you make a promise.
Amen.
When you have a friendship, you make a promise. I mean, honey, you can't even buy a house. You've got to make a promise to that bank.
Amen.
And you get a car, you got to make a promise to that loan thing. Or else they're going to come in the middle of the night and tow your car away. See, life on this earth cannot exist without promise.
That's right.
There's a promise of healing. And the third thing, and I love this one. I love it. Healing is a guarantee. Guarantee.
Amen.
Hebrews 7:22. By so much also has Jesus become the surety of a better covenant. The word surety means a guarantee or. I got me a guarantee for healing. I got me a guarantee. He's a surety. You get a fan and it says lifetime guarantee and that thing blows up on your ceiling and you forget you got a guarantee, you're not going to get another one. But if you remember, I got a guarantee. And this is the question we all have to ask ourselves. When I'm sick, when I'm not well, do I understand about the guarantee? You see, I've got this so you can put it in your Bible or on your refrigerator when you're sick. Yeah, well, I got me a guarantee. I might not be feeling good. I might go to the hospital. I got a guarantee because Jesus is the surety. He guarantees you. Give him a praise.
Come on.
Lifetime guarantee. Lifetime. Listen. When you and I are like that centurion and we understand how healing works, we come to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you're my healer. Yes. If it's my time to go, that's one thing. But if it ain't my time to go, I got a guarantee here.
Yes, Lord.
I have something the sinner and the heathen don't have. I've got, because I'm a believer washed in the blood, because I'm in the covenant of God, I've got something. I got a guarantee from God. And every stripe on the back of Jesus,
hallelujah.
39 stripes, 39 for Jesus. God says, I got a guarantee. You got a guarantee. Jesus said, I marvel, I've never seen such
faith.
Oh, all of us have gone through times, my gosh, I'm going to get out of this sickness.
Yes, Lord.
God guarantees.
Yes, Lord.
His healing.
Yes.
We get it. Let's ask. 3 ways. First one. You got to believe.
Amen.
I would say believe.
Believe.
But you know what? This might shock you, but you see, it's not something. Believing is not enough.
That's right. That's right.
Even the devil's belief.
Yep, sure does.
So if you say, I believe Jesus does miracles.
Yeah.
I believe he heals me. Well, okay. You got to go from believing to conceiving.
Yes, Lord.
I can walk around and say, oh yeah, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Okay, wonderful. Conception is an intimate term. Now I gotta make it intimate. This thing's gotta conceive it. How do you do that? It's a process. What's the process? Goes back to the centurion. Speak the word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The conception happens not just because I believe it, but I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Conception. I speak it.
Glory be to
you.
Glory be to your name.
When I'm sick, I believe you. God, you want me well. But then I begin to speak what he said. That is what God honors. That's what Jesus said to the centurion. I've not found such faith. Because you've gone just from believing, conceiving. Conception comes. The process is what I say with my mouth.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have to wait for someone to come lay hands on me. Though that's part of healing. We'll talk about that some other time. But I believe the truth of that he guarantees my healing. I conceive it.
Just speak the word.
In the process.
Yes.
And I gotta speak it. You know why we don't speak it? It's hard because our mind and our emotions are saying something opposite.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the news is saying something opposite.
That's
right. There's another thing coming,
right.
And we're just afraid. So when it comes to us, we're afraid. We don't need talking to God about his guarantee. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Let's be real here. But you know what? The devil's laughing at us.
Yes.
The devil's making fun of us.
Glory, Lord.
But
glory.
We got a guarantee. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying every time it is you. Sometimes you got to speak. You don't even know if you're believing it. But speak it.
Yes, Lord. Glory be.
Because how many know you don't get little baby without conception? And when you conceive, the process starts. And you don't always get, you've got to wait 9 months for that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I witness with healing. Just because the moment I speak, God, you're my healer, starts the conception. And it might be a day. It might be a week.
That's right. That's right.
It could be a miracle instantaneous.
Glory.
But God does not lie.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus guarantees.
Yes.
And the two enemies of this. Doubt and unbelief. Glory. He could do no miracle in his hometown because of doubt. How do you get rid of doubt as a believer? How do you get rid of unbelief? But I believe, sure. There's only one way, honey. You got to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't get rid of doubt and unbelief by rational. You got to speak. And you know what I found out? Many times you start out speaking it, but you're kind of half speaking. Oh, Jesus, you're my healer. Well, you know, oh, Jesus, you're my healer. Take some more Maydox or what is it? Whatever. Jesus, you're my healer. Then all of a sudden, something kicks in. Yeah. It's not something, it's someone kicks in.
Jesus.
It's called the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost kicks in with our little wimpy confession. Because it's the power, resurrection power of God. And all of a sudden now, instead of when you first said, well, Jesus is my healer, Jesus is my healer.
Jesus.
And then Jesus is my healer.
Jesus.
And all of a sudden, because you did not give up, something supernatural has been released.
Glory to God.
When that manifests, we don't always know. The leper was healed as they went. But never forget, honey, when you and I conceive and we speak it with faith, something's released.
Yeah.
And I can prove that from Romans 8, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth,
yes,
and believe in thine heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Then guess what? According to Galatians, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Why? Because the curse of the law was sin and sickness.
Yes.
So the same way I receive Christ, when sickness comes, I confess God's guarantee. Why? Because both of them are in the atonement. Both of them are guaranteed. You cannot be saved if you don't confess.
Glory.
And you cannot be healed if I'm blaming God. But when
glory.
I conceive and the Spirit of God comes,
hallelujah,
the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will
bring
in your mortal bodies. I've got to be a guarantee from Jesus
glory
Christ.
Be to
give him a shout, somebody.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Enough already living a subservient life to the ills of my body.
Glory be to you.
I have Jesus.
Amen. Glory.
Name above all names.
Yes.
Beautiful Savior.
Yes.
Glorious Lord Emmanuel, God is with us.
Yes.
How does healing have you believe the process and then you receive? Everybody say receive.
Receive.
You receive the manifestation.
Amen.
Glory.
Between the time you speak it, the time you receive it,
yes,
watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Watch your mind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The devil say, you didn't get nothing. Say, listen, devil, I got something. You just don't see it. Because the word is working mightily in me.
Yeah.
You and I are here, friend. Because God has raised us up time and time off our deathbeds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced of this, sir. And I'm convinced of this, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go before your time if you're in the will of God.
Amen. That's right.
And if God is your source,
yeah,
and God is your light, not just a Sunday morning, if God and Jesus is the source, He will keep you until He calls you home.
Amen.
Pray the will of God. Delight in the Lord. Delight to do His will. So He'll keep you. He'll keep you.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but as I'm getting older and the mile marker I'm at, I don't want to be like Moses, whose natural strength did not debate and his eyes didn't get near.
Amen.
Well, I've already missed it with the eyes. I've had cataract surgery, but I'll take the strength.
Amen.
See, that's one of those things I spent. How many men in here over 6 feet?
Woo.
Or 6 feet and over. Come on. Now, you know you ain't got the strength you used to have. Am I true?
That's true.
But what strength I do got, I'm going to use to seek God with.
Yeah.
I'm going to seek to take care of my family.
Yeah.
I'm going to seek to take care of my beautiful wife and my children. I'm going to seek to be a light to my neighbor. I'm going to seek to help those that are oppressed and help those. And that's what the anointing is. See, we just think about fast 40 days, all of this power. God says, you got to get this. It's not just about my healing. It's about caring for those who are oppressed. And admitting to God that the anointing I have now, I've been going on for 10 years. I ain't got nothing fresh, God. I'm doing the same thing. I praise the same way. I sing the same way.
Glory be to you.
But God, I see a multitude of people that are oppressed by the devil. Could you anoint me again? Jesus.
Glory.
For the church needs. We're not a social club.
That's right. Amen.
The institution. God says, I've only, you're the only one on earth I'm giving power to come against hell's gates.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, hell's gates wants to take everybody in.
Yes.
We want everybody in the God's gates. But they believe the truth.
Believe it.
Conceive the process.
Conceive the process.
And receive the manifestation.
Receive the manifestation.
You know, it's not always easy to receive.
That's right.
Listen. Sometimes we don't want to, you know, we're not humble enough. Well, I know I don't need that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we receive, but we put a time limit on God. Okay, God, I'm receiving right now.
That's true.
Instant healing is called a miracle. Most of the time, now take this right, most of the time we'll be in a healing process rather than get an instantaneous miracle.
Glory.
Paul said, do all do miracles? No. Not many. But healings. Call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, that's an atonement word. It means to lift off the sick.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged, friend. Believe.
Yes, Lord.
Conceive. Thank God for the manifestation.
Amen.
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 Thank God for that. That you wouldn't want your child sick without a remedy. God doesn't want his children sick.
That's right.
And as those cruel Roman soldiers whipped his back, 39 stripes for 39 major diseases.
Glory.
A guarantee.
Glory.
People say, well, is it the will of God to heal? Is it the will of God to save?
Glory.
I don't believe God puts sickness on anybody. And I don't believe he uses sickness to chasten us either.
That's right, Lord. That's right, Lord.
If I get out of the will of God and chase the devil, sickness will follow me.
Glory.
Would you, Mom, put sickness on your child to teach him not to spill the glass of milk?
Glory.
Dad, would you put sickness on your son because he came home an hour late? No, we have offended God. And we have accused God.
That's right.
That God wants me sick. No.
That's right.
That's a reproach to Christ.
Glory.
I said that's a reproach to the cross.
Yes, Lord.
What about Paul's thorn? Read in context. Not sickness. Wasn't bad eyes. A messenger of Satan. It was a messenger. Someone spreading stuff about Paul. I don't know. Those people are swearing. It's a little warm in here. Anybody warm? Life is hard. It's not even summer yet either. But you know what? It's not just physical sickness, honey.
That's right.
We are living in an age A lot of our sickness, and our dear brother could testify, is from anxiety.
Yeah.
Mental problems. Anxiety affects the cells of the body.
Amen.
Anxiety works into the nervous system. The nervous system works to the muscles and all of the contacts under the skin. Anxiety works through the nervous system, which does affect the liver ultimately, which does affect the blood, which does affect the lungs and the heart.
That's right.
We're not just talking about Jesus healing you from the flu. We're talking about a manifestation to heal you from those thoughts of depression and discouragement. Social phobias. I know all about all that stuff. I was labeled a manic depressant in the 10th grade. Parents, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? No, it was wrong. The devil knew I was called at 12 when I had a vision of Jesus. My parents couldn't tell me what to do. I didn't know what to do, so the devil was trying to destroy me. I only have one enemy, honey. I've got one enemy.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't no man or woman on this earth my enemy. I got one enemy. And he don't play fair.
That's right.
And he don't care about little children.
That's right.
Blown off in a war.
That's right.
And he don't care about 10 million people being displaced.
That's right.
Because he's cruel.
That's right.
He knows he's got a short time. God help us that the body of Christ knows that we have a short time for his coming. Jesus wants everyone. Nobody came to him and he said, that's the will of God for you to suffer. Speak the word.
Amen.
I guarantee you, no one's put it in your Bible or hang it up. Because we'll all have to face this something. And it's not just enough, well, I believe he can do it. Peter, do you believe in the Son of God? Get out of the boat and walk.
Yeah.
Conception is when I speak. Now listen, friends. It ain't always easy. When you're in severe pain, yes. And your mind says, what? When you're in denial. Denial. Set something in motion. So when I wake up the next day, because the Bible says he sent his word and healed them. But I love this verse. God watches over his word.
Amen.
And when I come to Jesus and I'm, Lord, I thank you. You said you're a guarantor of a better covenant. God, I thank you that your word says by your stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
And I thank you I have a guarantee. I'm going to wait for that manifestation. Could be a miracle right then. You could be driving down the road and all of a sudden your mind goes completely clear. God's lifted something.
Amen.
But know this, friend. As doctors are caring for the patients, we have a doctor in heaven, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He doesn't need you to come in for an examination. You see, he's already got you pegged. In
glory.
Fact, he already knows the hairs on your head. Turn to somebody and say, quit combing your hair.
Keep combing your hair. Glory.
See, you don't get Jesus mixed up. He's not going to know who he's talking to. Yesterday you're blonde, now you're brunette. Next week you're, who is the same person? Because he's got your hair. What a caring physician. He loves us.
Amen.
Somebody say he loves us.
He loves us.
Healing. He spoke the word for the starving widow. Elijah, he spoke the word for 10 lepers. He's speaking the word for men and women just like you today. He spoke the word for the centurion servant. He spoke the word for the man at the pool of Bethsaida. He spoke the word for the nobleman's son and the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. It's sad today you have people from denominations that deny that God does miracles today.
That's right.
I wouldn't want to have to answer to Jesus for that on that day. When he clearly loves. When we're going to Africa, someone brings this baby up. Baby hadn't moved or anything for 3 days. It's just, they're like asleep in a coma. And the doctor said, the baby's going to die tonight or tomorrow. I remember praying a simple prayer that may have something to do. Nothing happened. But I spoke the word with that baby.
Amen.
Next day, the mom comes running up with her husband and kids with that baby, the baby's laughing. In the middle of the night, we were just gone. I see. Where I was with the power team going around doing feats of strength. Yes, I was. Now I do feats of strength. I get the knife and get the pickle jar and open up the lid. You know? Cooley High School. I sent all the hard kids to this, 2,000. So we're doing our feats of strength. And the principal is a woman. She goes, you know, you, after you're done with that, you have your talk, all you can do is talk about just say no to drugs. You don't mention God. So we're done. Just ask the students to come forward. We didn't say it was an altar call. Just want to come forward. We just want to look at us. This girl comes up. Tried to cut her wrist. She was like 16. She looked like 30. She's standing there. And I'm just talking, you know, don't say no to, don't take drugs, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, so good to people, I don't know. All of a sudden, Pastor Ted, the Holy Ghost rose up. It was like when God gives me a prophecy. The Holy Ghost rose up.
Mm.
I'm talking about, well, we shouldn't take drugs. All of a sudden, I stopped. I came over. I want to tell you, you guys in the altar, God loves you. And the power of God came out into that sanctuary. I look over and the mayor's crying. I spoke the word and I went down and I laid my hands on that girl. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you foul demon of hell, of death, come out of her. Amen. Instantly.
Glory.
Her countenance changed.
Glory.
Cried.
Glory.
Led her to Jesus. This is what it's about. Help.
Glory be to your name. Glory.
God's returning that to the church.
Amen. Glory.
Returning. I want to ask you today, are you ready? Believe, conceive, and receive. If that's you, stand up.
We're going to sing his name before they do a final worship. Come on, just lift your hands up.
Ready?
Lift your hands up.
Where's the last one?
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.